Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:39, time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
Fudge, hold on.
Happy Tuesday.
Well, thank you, Morgan. Certainly appreciate those well wishes.
Thank you, Morgan. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support our local communities during the pandemic. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, here's what's happening. So it's still overcast where I live, but expecting partial clearing today. So, and temps in a similar range to yesterday in the high 50s or so. All right, so I wanted to begin again by mentioning this COVID-19 page. As I've asked around in my own home, my mom, I said, so have you inquired about the vaccine? No. Has anyone talked to you about it? No. Oh. Are you going to get it? When I can.
Yeah.
What I'm realizing now is that many of us are assuming that this thing's going to come find us. And whether that's through your job or your doctor calls you or whatever. But I don't think that's the way it's going to go. So go to this. It's California government page, COVID-19.ca.gov. And it talks all about the vaccine, who's in the priority lists, and how to get yours. And I imagine we've all probably got to, unless we're going to be able to get it through Walgreens or CVS or someplace where we just go and get in line, I think we're probably going to have to tell our doctors. And
we want it. Put me in the queue.
Wherever I've got to be on your list, get me on there.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, so, that's your first step. Reach out to your doctor. They'll at least be able to refer you somewhere if they don't have it themselves. Right.
We expect it. Now, this is a sentence right off of this page. We expect to have enough supplies to vaccinate most Californians in all 58 counties by the summer of 2021.
Ooh.
So
that's good.
It seems to me like we need to be more active as people who want this than waiting for someone to come find us.
Yeah, I'm going to text John right now.
Pluck us from obscurity and say, yo, you are a good candidate. How about you come on in?
It's pinned to the top of the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, great. Excellent. Good idea. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. All right, so there's that. Done. And by the way, one of the stories that we had been following about Kaiser San Jose.
Yes.
About the medical team or the ER there that all got sick because of a little holiday celebration where someone who later tested positive for COVID-19 had been in a Christmas tree costume and, you know, spreading the joy and the COVID-19. Mm. And one of the coworkers later passed away. Well, the story now in the news is weeks before the Christmas outbreak, Kaiser San Jose had been fined $85,000 for violations.
Mm.
So, and I don't even think it's fair to point them out alone. Obviously, they made the news because of the outbreak and that someone passed away. But I bet there are violations in every workplace.
Like, I'm sure of it.
In fact,
we let our guard down.
My missus just came back from the grocery store and said she went to go to the aisle to get some cat food, and the person in the aisle didn't have a mask on. That's this morning. So we're talking about during a red, what category are we in? Red at the moment? Yeah, whatever it is.
We're in whatever.
There's a guy in the grocery store without a mask.
Was it a customer or a?
It was a customer.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
where are your GD mask? It's the least you can do. It's almost like being polite. What are you, a jerk?
So I go, well, did you go tell on him? And she goes, no, I paid for what I had bought and left and went and bought cat food somewhere else.
Wow.
And I went, all right. So two trips. Because you don't want to go down the aisle where, and I don't blame her. Anyway, I brought up your favorite shoes, and it turns out they're not Crocs. They're
I love my Crocs, Kismic. But yeah, Kizik. They're just step-in shoes, you know.
All right. The latest random product that's having a COVID popularity boost is Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
Sales of Crocs went up 12% last year, which was more than double the growth they'd been predicting before the pandemic. Now they're expecting
they're so easy.
Sales to go up 20% this year, thanks to our lack of getting dressed.
Right.
We don't get dressed. A spokesperson for Crocs says, we definitely benefited from consumer casualization.
Yeah, I don't want to tie on shoes to go get the mail.
Right.
And I don't want to. We have Crocs lined up by the back door. They're just and three of the pairs fit me. So we all share. It's just whichever ones get taken.
Oh.
Yeah.
So someone might take off with your cool pair
decorations. Yeah, my youngest son loves those ones. Those are the ones he puts on when he goes outside. So then I got to go to the tan ones. And if those are gone, I go to the black ones.
Oh. Mm. Well, no one's getting dressed anymore. In fact, I saw a picture of our boss, and it was really just a picture of his coffee mug. But behind his mug was a pair of his – he was sitting, you know, like men do with that crossed leg.
Yeah.
And his coffee's on there, and I'm like, he's wearing denim. That guy put on pants today. What is Michael Martin doing wearing pants?
I know. It's just – anyone getting out of their pajamas is losing this game. Wear my pajamas all the live long day.
The first freaking thing I noticed in that photo was jeans. I'm like, he's wearing pants.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What do you have on for pants right now?
I have sweatpants on.
What about you, Bryn?
Basketball shorts.
Oh, and of course, Nicole has to go into work, so she's fully dressed.
Fully dressed over here. Yeah.
I'm wearing my PJ bottoms.
Jeans.
And my slippers.
Oh my God, you're not wearing those red slippers. Take those things off.
They're so warmy. And my feet are right over a heating vent.
You should wear them with your Santa Claus outfit.
Oh, that would have been good. I saw a picture of you in your Santa Claus outfit not that long ago. I wonder what I was looking for. Anyway, it turns out there you were, and I went, whoa, look at that.
Oh, we should have posted that for Christmas.
It's a Santa sausage.
As a throwback. Did we do that? I'm not sure if we did. Probably
we
not.
Should. Well, there's always next year.
There's always now.
It's not Christmas anymore. Why would you post it now? Why waste it? Save it
we're
for
talking
next
about
year.
It. It's relevant.
It's not
good
relevant.
Cheer.
By the way,
just
Crocs
make people hungry for sausages.
Stock is at $77. It was $11 in March.
Yeah, as much as I'm not really a fan of the Croc shoe and their lack of style and everything, they're great for kids. Like,
oh, my God.
The reason we have them in our house is we got them for the kids. So one kid can wear some actually in the shower because she's likely to slip and fall over.
Wow.
And she also has a pair she wears around because they're easy to get on and off. So.
Yeah, that's the beauty of them. You know, you slip them on, and if you need them to be a little more on their feet, you can put that strap on the back. Otherwise, just fold it over the front, and they shove their feet in. I love Crocs. They're great.
So a couple more quick COVID stories. A Russian gymnast named Daria, who won a gold medal in 2008, lost her home. This is a combination of letters that do not go together. I don't know.
Try it.
S-H-K is the start. Shkurikina won a gold medal in 2008. She lost her home when she lit a candle that her cat knocked over, and she couldn't smell the smoke because she's got COVID.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, she got out of there, but it was too late.
The cat live?
Doesn't say anything about the cat, but...
Oh, that's like terrible.
She lost her home to a candle that a cat knocked over. Oh. Right now,
candles
it looks
like you know?
In Virginia, because of all the school mist, they're considering going to year-round school because kids have fallen so far behind during distance learning. You know, I went to year-round school in elementary school, and while it, you know, everybody else is off for the summer and you're going to school, I didn't really know any different, and it was fine. And you still have time off. You go like 8 weeks, then get three off or something like that. So it's fine. You kids, you'll be fine. You'll be all right.
Summer's so great, though. Remember that first day of summer where you're just like you're free and you just like the whole summer is just stretching out in front of you like, I'm never going back to school. Where's my bike? Let's go.
So to my point, I'd never had a summer off until the summer after sixth grade.
Oh, wow.
So
Did you even know what to do? You probably had no idea what to do with yourself.
Well, I did. I went right to the beach every day, all day, every day. I started taking the bus to the beach and was surfing every day and was like, wow, this is the life. I had no idea that's what everyone was doing.
Summer.
Incredible. Yeah. I mean, that is it right there. The 65 bus to Newport Beach.
Boom.
6 a.m. till 6 at night.
I'm where I
want to
be. Right.
Dinner. Who needs that? Mom, you're so silly. Oh, and here's some good COVID news, which is flu rates are down.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, sure.
The flu, not the COVID, but the...
COVID's everywhere, but sure, great. Flu rates are down.
Well, we're all staying in, so of course the flu rates are down.
Jesus.
Oh, COVID. F off already. Jesus.
I know, exactly. All right, so let's move on here.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, I don't want to do this rude survey. It's not.
Rude?
Yeah, it's just about, is your state ruder than other states? Oh, whatever, who cares? A 40-year-old guy went into a Walmart in Connecticut on Sunday to buy a gallon of milk. He wasn't happy about the price. He got in line to buy it when the checkout woman told him the price. He pulled out a knife and stabbed her in the head.
Oh, in the head?
In the head?
They say that it sounds like she's going to be okay. She has a puncture wound behind her ear, but paramedics were able to get her to the hospital. She's been listed in stable condition. The average price for a gallon of milk is $3.60. I happen to used to have to shop at Walmart because I was on a budget. They're cheaper than anywhere else. Yeah. So I don't know where else he thinks he's going to get milk for less. Clearly, this person has a problem.
Available. That's not about the milk, really.
Right.
Let's face it.
Cops arrested him at the scene. He's facing charges for breach of peace and first-degree assault. I hope they put him away for a while because that sucks.
He needs to chill out. He needs to calm down a little.
A 60-year-old woman in Ohio called the police around 1:30 in the morning on Saturday because her neighbor wouldn't stop blasting the music. The neighbor's a 40-year-old man named Nathan Rock.
Oh, it's right there in his name.
Yep. When the cops went to talk to him, he said, I can't turn down my music. You can't play Led Zeppelin quietly.
Well, you could put headphones on, though.
No, Nathan Rock was actually playing the music on his guitar and singing along.
Oh, I see. Well,
even
that's
though
a whole
right
other
now
story.
He works at Wendy's, he told police, quote, I'm trying to practice. I'm booking studio time, and I'm about to record an album.
Oh, well, you know, obviously he's got a fine excuse then. Come on, you guys.
40.
I'm woodshedding in here. I'm about to make. I'm about to break it big. I'm 40 now. It's going to seem like an overnight success, but 40 years of work went into this.
Right. 40, working at Wendy's, but he's about to go big.
He's got dreams, man. He's not letting go of those dreams.
Nathan Rock, everyone.
Rocking out next to his elderly neighbor. Oh, so good.
Wallet Hub just ranked all 50 states from the best place to raise a from the best place to raise a family in 2021 to the worst. Many people are looking at their situation now and deciding we could live elsewhere. Maybe we should. So here is the rankings are based on 52 different factors, including things like the number of families with kids, parks and playgrounds, COVID rates, crime rates, driving safety, education, affordability, on and on. Yeah. Child care costs. Based on all that, the best state to raise a family is
Vermont.
Massachusetts.
Oh.
Wow.
The massholes.
Yeah. The massholes, okay, they know what's going on. I like that. Yeah. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Dakota, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Washington, Connecticut, and Utah are your top 10 places to raise a family.
Wow. Surprising.
Down at the bottom are Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, Mississippi, West Virginia, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Alabama, and South Carolina.
So California just right in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, you can go to Wallet Hub if you want to see the entire list. But there you go. Let me see what's my time. Oh, so our text number is 800-400-3697. I've only got time for one or two, but I'll read the rest of your contributions on the other side of our quick break. I agree with Nathan Rock. Yeah, you can't play Led Zeppelin.
No, I completely concur. He is a valid excuse. How we fight. Times of war. We are your overlords. On we sweep.
Hey, sorry. What is he saying
was
there?
Was that crackling? You could just tell me.
On we sweep with remember. Threshing ore. Our only goal will be the Western Shore.
Whoa.
I performed that song a number of times at top volume. With Faith No More's drummer backing us up.
Oh, look at you. Name
what?
Dropping and everything. Wow.
Hey, MB.
I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these on Alice.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.